Before we start today's second date update, I want every dude listening right now to take note and pay attention.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because on the phone right now, we have a true pickup artist.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
This guy knows how to get the ladies, and he has a pickup line that he uses that I guess is a surefire technique.
There's literally no such thing.
Yeah, you've heard this before.
It doesn't exist.
His name is David, and in his email about the woman that he wants to call today, he said he went to a dog park, and this is how he got her number.
Okay.
He said, "Hey, is that your dog?" Smooth line, David.
Okay.
Very smooth.
I would argue that it's the delivery, not the actual word.
Okay, so David, tell us how you deliver it then, if it's different than that.
I go to the dog park quite often, and there's two different kinds of people who go to the dog park. There's the people who take their dog so it'll get some exercise, and they just go and let the dog run, and then they sit on their phone the whole time. And then there's people who go to be around other people and other dogs and interact with people.
Okay, play and
I
stuff.
Go to the dog park, too. I don't think that there's that many of those people, but okay.
But it's just two categories. You know, there's not like a third.
Okay.
And so I saw this girl, Teresa, and I'd actually seen her there before, and she's definitely the latter, not the former. You know, very, very bubbly, very enigmatic.
Okay, and those are too big of words for this show, David.
I know, but I like it.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to use big words. I just meant, you know, she's hot and seems friendly.
There you go.
That's
there
better.
You go.
That's much more our speed with enigmatic or whatever. Dude, just speak our language. She hot. I like her. That's really all we needed. So you started talking to her, and I'm making fun of it because in your email, you said that that was your line. It didn't sound like much of a line.
That is my line, and I went up to her, and I just very flat out said, "Is that your dog?" And she said, "No."
Wait,
no.
Wait, were you purposely pointing to a dog that you knew wasn't hers?
No, it was her dog, the dog that I'd seen her bring before, and she says, "No, it's not her dog," and that kind of took me back. I don't really know what I was expecting.
Whoa.
But she kind of fed into my line, and she goes, "No, of course it's my dog," and we had a laugh about that.
Okay, so she's funny. That's good.
Yeah, and so we started sort of joking about, well, you know, if we were to steal a dog there, which dog would we, you know, fetch the highest bounty on?
All right. That's messed up.
Wow. And did you guys decide on one dog to steal?
Yeah, we kind of looked at the Huskies. I mean, you could probably, you know, fetch a pretty penny.
Yeah, expensive breed. I see where you're going. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so then to kind of keep the joke going, I said, well, you know, where we can go see a lot of other expensive dogs. And she says, "No, where?" And I said, "Well, I'll show you on our date."
Oh, look at that.
Look at you.
Oh, attaboy.
Just telling her that you're going to go on a date with me.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that one.
And then what did she do to that? She bat her eyes at you and say, "Oh, so you are such a cad. Well, just tell me when you're going to pick me up."
It was close. It was close. I think she liked, you know, somebody coming along with initiative. And, you know, I knew what I wanted.
Okay. And she obviously wanted it, too, because I'm guessing you guys went on a date.
We did. We did go on a date. And the date was to a restaurant that I know that also happens to be across the street from a dog groomer.
It's across from a dog groomer.
I mean, in my head, I was like, oh, it's across the street. This will be funny. You know, I thought she would find it funny.
Oh.
Now I'm thinking you're starting to milk the joke a little too much.
Yeah, it's getting old.
Well, this is why I'm calling, because I thought everything was going well, and we ordered. Mm-hmm. They brought us drinks, and as we were waiting for the food, she says to me, "Hey, you know, look, David, I don't think this is going to work out."
Oh.
What?
I guess she was direct with you as
Whoa.
Well.
Yeah.
You hadn't even gotten through dinner, and she's already deciding it's not going to work?
We hadn't even gotten dinner.
Whoa.
Wow.
Dang.
What did you say to that?
I asked her. I said, did I say something? Something I said? And she said, "No, look, I'm really sorry. I just can't do this."
And that's
wow.
it.
And that was it. So, I mean, she apologized. I think she understood that she was cutting it really short.
Yeah.
Man.
That would
drive me nuts not knowing why.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's what's really getting me, because she was really sweet about it.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't rude or mean. She was really nice. She was the girl who I wanted to take out.
God, so you can't even be angry at her.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So she left, and I've texted her several times, and I have not heard anything back from her.
Wait, did you eat your whole dinner before she left, or no?
I ate my dinner and half of her dinner.
Whoa. Yeah, she was gone at that point, right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Sweet. Double Whoa. Dinner. I like it.
No.
Nothing wrong with double dinner.
No, he got rejected.
Why do you think that she would just leave like that then?
I'm guessing I must have said something. I must have made a joke that just didn't, you know, I try to crack a lot of jokes. People tell me I'm not funny, but I think they just don't get them.
And yeah, that's usually what it is, David.
That's the best way to do it, you know. Yeah. If you think you're funny and people don't agree, screw it. You're funny.
So I'm guessing it was that, but it's sort of kind of eating at me. I just kind of want to know.
Well, huh. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yeah, man, hang on.